The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to chop off all your hair because of a boy? Neither are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Don't bring that sort of energy into my home, my safe space. I didn't think it was going to be this soon.
Okay, I didn't either. So this is great because both of us were spoiled in that we knew eventually that Carrie Russell cuts her hair. It's a big freaking deal. Everyone loses their minds about it. However,
the scissors heard across the world.
Yeah. However, I was thinking this was going to be like a season four storyline. Like I was thinking like we're late in the game and this is why people hate a later season. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, like, because the joke was is that she cut her hair and the show got canceled, and we very much know that we have like three full seasons left. But
exactly,
I mean, like, now, like, thinking, knowing how like the show's format is, like, the first season was her freshman year, and now she's a sophomore. I feel like it was four seasons because that's 4 years of school. But yeah. I don't know. I'm terrified to see her hair. I would like to say, like, it's not because of a boy. She said that she did it for herself. Don't be rude.
Okay, but like, if she doesn't have this non-breakup with Ben, does she chop all her hair off? No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so, because the thing is, I don't know, like, it's interesting because she said, like, I'm trying to release myself of the thing that I find to be like the defining thing about me. And like, I would agree. Like, I think that maybe even Carrie Russell felt this way, where Hollywood saw a pretty girl with fabulous long curly hair. And like, that became like the selling point for her as an actress. Like, that made her like stand out from like the Jennifer Garners of the world, who is also very beautiful in their own right. But Carrie Russell's hair made her an individual. And like, I'm sure like having hair like that, like, feels kind of like you're chained to it, kind of like how Danielle Fishel said that, like, her long hair made her stand out. And, like, that's one of the reasons why she got hired as Topanga, and she had it in, like, her contract that she couldn't cut her hair. Same thing with Ryder Strong, like, you know, but, like, we want to be, like, more than our hair. But it's honestly a crime to cut hair that beautiful. Like, I said the same exact thing when we were watching Topanga cut her hair. Mm-hmm. It, like, she looked beautiful, but also it's like, but that's your hair. And it's so pretty.
Yeah. So, okay. I would agree. Like, I've done the pixie cut. Okay. Like, I didn't go, my
Sorry,
hair wasn't
I just
quite as
gagged.
My hair wasn't quite as long as, nor as beautiful as Keri Russell's is when I went pixie cut. But I feel like the moral of the story is, like, I don't know that you should make any hair decisions about your hair when going through a breakup of sorts. However, it's also hair and it grows back and people need to chill, you know, I guess is, like, another way to put it. I happened to Google it because I was really interested because, you know, I am always on wig watch, right? When we know a character is going to get a haircut, like, I'm on wig watch. So I've seen this episode twice. So on the second time I watched it, I was like, okay, but Felicity's hair, no, that's actually Keri Russell's hair the entire time. And what they did was at the end of, like, a long day, they had someone cut a few snips of it just for, like, the shot, you know, at the end of the episode. And then she went to a hairstylist and chopped it off. And it wasn't Keri Russell's doing. Like, this was her choice.
No.
So this is different than, like, a Danielle Fishel where, like, she was like, I want to cut my hair. Like, I need to cut my hair. This was the creators. This is like a J.J. Abrams decision. And yeah, like, I think,
how did she feel about it?
I'm trying to see,
because it's not cute. Like,
oh no, people hate it is the thing.
I've seen, like, previews, like, if you are on Hulu or whatever streaming service, like, if you see in the next box and the thumbnails, like, you see the haircut, it is god awful. So, like, why couldn't we have, like, a cute haircut?
So what I'm reading is, apparently this is how it all went down. This is so interesting. Okay. So apparently this is how it all went down. They were wrapping up season one, putting everything in boxes, and there was a wig that was a little boy's wig. And so Keri Russell put it on as a joke. And they took a picture of her. And she said, you know what would be really funny? Send this to JJ and Matt, one of the other co-creators, over the break and say as a joke, isn't this so cute, to give them a panic attack? And so she did that. But instead of freaking out, JJ Abrams called her to see if she'd be actually willing to cut her hair for real. And she said, yeah, of course. My hair was curly and it was an awkward haircut. But even so, I didn't care. Like, I loved it. I thought it was so true to the character and great. I did not expect all the hysteria. So it seems like Keri Russell wasn't bothered at all. Like, I'm with, like, she receives, like, death threats. Like, people are crazy, you know? It's just hair. It will grow.
Death threats.
I know. I think the thing that's hardest is, like, her hair's so pretty. Like, her hair is so curly and beautiful, and so many people would kill to have her hair, that chopping it all off is brutal. Like, it is brutal, but, like, also, who cares? It's hair. You know what I mean?
I just think that, I mean, like, I guess Keri Russell doesn't feel this way. Maybe because she's naturally very gorgeous, but I feel like if I cut my hair, and I don't even think that I have, like, hair like a quarter as nice as Keri Russell. I just feel like any confidence in myself would, like, tank to, like, the bottom of existence. And like, I don't know, like, I maybe that seems like something like a more of a me problem, but I don't know, like, I just feel, I don't know. It's just like, but also it's just like a crime against humanity to cut that hair. But whatever. Like, it's nobody, if you've been listening to us for any sort of amount of years, it's no surprise that these would be our opinions. Just thinks hair is just hair. I think that we don't cut hair that's working for you. I just, but whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, like, hair is hair. It's true.
It will grow. It's just, it is very drastic and it's very sudden and it's very jarring. So I understand that.
I'm jarred.
We'll have more to say.
My pickle jar is open.
We'll have more to say next episode when we actually get to see the haircut. Obviously, I feel like, you know, you and I both, we've all seen like magazine covers and whatever with Carrie Russell's short hair, like, you know, but we'll talk about it a little bit more next episode.
Yeah, I like this episode, The List.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. So season two, episode two, The List. I was not expecting Ben and Felicity to implode so quickly. Like, we're in the second episode of the season and it's already over. This is bonkers, Sarah.
Yeah. Like, I think that this maybe speaks to Felicity, this show of like, every time we thought we knew what was going to happen, the show pivots. Mm-hmm. And I think like that adds to like the intellect and the intelligence of this show, because they know the basic formula of like a teen drama. And like, I mean, like J.J. Abrams is like an established, very smart creator, and like mm-hmm. he knows how to keep things going. Like if it was a basic like Basketball Twins show, then J.J. Abrams wouldn't have gone on to make a Lost, right? So right. like there has to be something. And like I think that like he's like, you think you know what's gonna happen? Well, you actually don't, because we are going to switch up and reverse it. And I think like mm-hmm. I appreciate that about this show a lot, because yeah, like having Felicity and Ben spend an entire school year together is boring. It's boring. And when you're in college, like, look, I was in a committed long-term relationship during college. I should have been dick down the whole mm-hmm. time mm-hmm. by many Pick different up. Men. by many men. But no, I was like, yeah. I am a committed woman. I'm basically a wife. I will not be dating around in college. And I say, hey, Sarah, when you were 20 years old, you're a fucking idiot. You should have been hoeing yourself all over the place.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that later, because Felicity, I mean, she's not trying to hoe down, but also she's wearing a red dress that is like, woohoo, Felicity. But let's start the episode. Ben is an idiot because he doesn't even put the tape back where it belongs, her the little recording device. Felicity immediately is suspect. She's like, what the fuck? This is not where I left it. And she accuses Megan. And Sarah, the box gets brought up again. What's in the box?
I'm so firm in believing that we'll never know now.
I'm really upset. Do. I'm actively upset. Yeah.
I know. And I think like I think that I said this the last time we talked about the box. Adam said, like, once again, J.J. Abrams, like it is a lot more interesting to wonder about what's in the box. And like than it would ever be to actually know what's in the box.
Find out. Yeah, because they make a deal where like Megan first is like, no, I would never. But they make a deal. I will play what's on this tape, and Megan will show what's in the box, and then we'll know which one is more intense. So Felicity plays the cringiest little like, oh, maybe it's love thing. And it's so awkward. And Megan is like, you can't handle what's in the box. Okay, bye.
Yeah. I mean, we have speculated so much what's in the box. I don't think we're going to know. I think the closest we got were the taxidermied hamsters in like mm-hmm. a poker setting. Like I think that like, that's probably the most fucked thing that I can think of that like is not like an actual head or whatever.
Yes.
We know that. Do we know that she collects skulls, or was this just like part of like the headcanon? I don't know.
But I feel anyway. Like we've talked about this because you, like, one of your friends went on a date with someone who collected skulls.
I think I just brought it up.
Yeah.
Because that story is my favorite story. And she's still with Fish Guy. Like, I really.
Fish Guy? Is this a guy that. Wait, why is he Fish Guy? Does he collect fish? He takes pictures with fish? What's the deal?
He does a lot of aquariums. No. He, basically, he, like, goes to Whole Foods and cooks a lot of fish, and then like puts on his Instagram like his cooked dishes,
And he cooks a lot of fish?
A lot of fish, yeah.
I feel like his place would be smelly. I wouldn't like that.
I suppose so, but
he probably is very healthy. And fish is a healthy meat.
He is very healthy. He is very healthy. And then when I met him and I went out to dinner with him and my friend.
He ordered fish.
He ordered fish.
What a weirdo.
Fish guy. He's kind of a weirdo. don't let that get out.
So Felicity is recording another tape to Sally talking about like, oh, Ben and I are, it's going great. Like being an RA is actually really fun. And they have this like RA meeting where they're like, oh, everyone's been so great. Like we love you all so much. And Megan is like, except you, cause you eat your hair and it's weird.
That is kind of weird.
It is. I mean, it is weird, but I'd also, it's like a mental health problem. Like don't call this guy out in front of everyone.
This is Pika. Pika, it's Pika. Pika exactly. Is the same thing that where people eat paper and they eat.
But they just like, eat things that are inedible. Ice. Yeah.
Yeah. And like couch cushions.
Yeah. Leave the poor guy alone. Get into a mental health professional.
Well, no. Well, yes, that, but also it's an iron deficiency. So he just needs a supplement and then hopefully he'll feel better. Yeah.
So then this girl, Gretchen, just like makes it all about her. She's just like, I can't handle this anymore. And she runs out of the room. And so then Felicity's like, okay, well, I guess I will go handle this because Megan's like, ugh, she's just being a drama queen. It's like, Megan, why did you actually take this job? Especially now that you're rooming with Felicity anyway, you might as well just quit. Like, well,
free room and board, Jessica, free room and board. You probably also get like, some sort of benefits on getting into the classes that you want. Ooh. I would like to say that these meetings, when you are a college student, you want to get out of these meetings as quick as possible. So these kids are just not realistic because they're like causing all these problems, talking about all this shit. It's like, you just want to get back to your room.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where Gretchen goes and Felicity follows her. And it turns out that Gretchen is upset because her boyfriend, Ian, she feels like she's losing him. They were supposed to go to the library last night and he didn't show up. And Felicity is very much like, well, did you talk to him about it? Like the normal route of, hey, have a conversation with this guy. Instead, Gretchen falls victim to magazines like we all did as teenagers. Yes. You know how many magazines I read? 10 ways to get the guy, 10 ways to improve the way your boobs look. Like there were so many of these like lists and quizzes and that basically were like, here is how to live a successful life as a teenage / young woman. We all fell victim to these magazines.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a subscription to Cosmo magazine and I remember me and my friends like poring over them in middle school and high school. And it was just like something that we did. We like very much took seriously. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I remember. I'm sure I did, but I don't remember like specifically me following instructions, but I probably learned a couple of good BJ tips and tricks from them. So
yeah,
and that has really gone me far in life. So
good to know. Let's talk through this list. So this is 10 steps to winning him back. Number one, seduce him on the cell phone. When your ex is en route, give him a ring on his mobile and purr naughty nothings. How do we feel about this as a tip?
When your ex calls you, be seductive on the phone. Is that what it said?
Yeah. When your ex is en route, give him a ring on his mobile and purr naughty nothings.
Yeah. Like, I think that would work. Like, get him in the mood.
I think, sure, if you're going as far as phone sex, I guess. I was thinking, like, you're probably better off with, like, a sext. Nowadays,
but I don't think
update the list.
Oh, to update, yes, because I don't know if texts were a thing. Like these.
Oh no. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I think like yeah, like sexting is definitely like thinking of you with no pants on or whatever you're saying.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Number two, fire him up with lusty lingerie.
So okay, I think that men don't like lingerie because
what's underneath that counts,
because they would rather just you show up naked. Because like, I mean, like, I've spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars on lingerie for no reason. Like, basically any man that I have shown lingerie to, they're more interested in like the thong or like nothing at all. Like, they don't care. And like, I honestly think that lingerie in a way is more for a woman, because if it makes you feel sexy, then I'm all for it. But yeah, I don't think that men care about lingerie.
Well, plus it's like, okay, so the entire purpose of this list is to win back an ex, right? So I guess my question is like, are you inviting your ex over and then like leaving the room and coming back in lingerie? Like, I guess that's probably the move.
But okay, remember in How I Met Your Father? No, How I Met Your Mother. What is it called? Like the naked rule. Like, so some guy on How I Met Your Mother had this like idea, and it statistically worked that like, if you're on a date and you want to have sex, all you have to do is when they leave the room and come back, you're naked. And the theory was that a percentage out of a percentage of the amount of time, it will result in sex. So once again, you don't need the lingerie, just be naked.
Sure. I think I agree with that statement. I think that that's probably the move if you're really trying. Number three is where we get unhinged.
Okay. But I do want to say, like, I do think wearing sexy outfits like Felicity does work.
Yes. Agreed with that. Definitely. Wholeheartedly.
Because then they want to know what's underneath.
Exactly. It's about the like the chase.
The tease. You know? Yeah.
The tease. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So next up we have put blush on your nipples. Have you ever heard of this as a thing?
No.
Me? No. Neither. This sounds unhinged. Like, okay, let's we gotta be candid, right? Like, the thing is like, not every nipple is the same, right? Not all nipples are created equal. There are different colors of nipples that you can have, sometimes like going along with your skin color. So like, first of all, you gotta find a blush that's like even the correct color. But like, what is the purpose of this? What is the purpose of making your nipples pink?
Okay.
Or a different color. Okay, I don't know.
So Jess, the thing is that, have you ever heard of like how to pick your perfect lipstick color?
Are you supposed to match your nipple color?
Yes, because essentially your lips and your nipples are the same color.
See, I've heard of like a my lips but better, but what you're saying is like my nips but
exactly. So like, I already know the color of your nipples by just looking at your lips.
Oh, wow. You're just calling me out. Now everyone's going to know what color my nipples are.
I mean, like, think about it. Like, is it wrong?
No, it makes sense. Like, I understand the logic behind it. What I don't understand is, okay, I would understand.
Well, because your lips are not as pink as other lips.
But it's more so that, like, is putting blush on your nipples, if like he's gonna have to see your nipples then? Like, I would have thought, in my opinion, we're trying to go the Felicity route, and like, we're going to a party, we're trying to grab your ex's attention. So like, are your nipples just out? I think instead we should replace number three with like, make your nipples hard. Like,
I agree with
get
that.
Get cold nipples.
Yes.
Because I agree that is more that. Of a tease, like you were saying.
Yes. Have you seen the Skims bra? Where it is, the bra itself has like a built-in hard nipple.
Stop it. I'm serious. I need to see this. Hold on.
Yeah, you gotta go to Skims nipple bra. Yeah.
Skims ultimate bra push-up.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian thinks of everything.
Stop this. Stop this right now. There's full-on things for your... And the funny thing is, I feel like most people are like, I don't want people to be seeing my nipples are hard, you know?
No. Like, actually,
is it cold in here? Like,
no, people do want to show off their nipples, actually. It is
what's funny too is that, like,
to show off your nipples.
We would never, like, we see guys' nipples all the time. Yeah. Like, why is this such a big deal? This is
well,
so
the ironic
funny.
Thing is, like, thankfully this bra goes up to like 46F theoretically. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a bigger chest, especially like a 46F, your mm-hmm. nipples are not upright like that. It is physically no. impossible.
Gravity don't work that way, baby.
No, but like the nipples are they're upright. But no, like it is trendy to have hard nipples. So Kim Kardashian said, hey, let me make a push-up bra with the nipples already inserted in.
This is insanity. Actual you insanity.
You can pay with Klarna and get 4 payments of $16.
Wow. Okay, so yeah, so put blush on your nipples. That is the only one okay. we hear, right? We only hear yeah. the first three.
Maybe it's like contouring essentially for the nips.
I get also the magazine is called Girl World. I felt like that was worth mentioning.
I mean, I'm a girl in a world. I guess it's a good is that is that all we got?
That's all we only get the first three. But Felicity is very anti this list. She said, like, I wouldn't be in a relationship where I couldn't be myself. Like, these lists are asking you to basically pretend to be someone you're not, and you shouldn't do that just to get your boyfriend interested. And so then, of course, Gretchen is like, Felicity is trying to impart wisdom on Gretchen, right? And Felicity says, like, and she's like, oh, do you have a boyfriend? And Felicity says, oh, kind of. We're, like, just starting out. And Gretchen is longing for, like, the honeymoon phase of her relationship. I think this happens in a lot of relationships, Sarah, where it's, like, once you've been dating for a while, maybe the cute little love notes stop. Maybe the, like, oh, you're so cute or you're so funny. Like, you know, maybe the compliments stop coming in. Maybe they stop paying attention. Like, yeah. That's where Gretchen is currently.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's dark days. I feel as though, like, I mean, I'm a huge advocate of, like, really trying to keep that going throughout the rest of your relationship, because I think that's important. Everybody mm-hmm. just wants to feel special.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Go go text Will that he's cute right now. Okay. Right now.
Okay.
You're not doing it. I don't see your phone in your hand.
We don't talk. I talk to him over Discord most of the
time.
Oh
yeah, I forgot that all you do is talk on Discord. I forgot you don't text.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be texting it. Yeah.
So I don't anyway. I just don't believe that you texted him that.
Okay. What am I saying? Give me the exact quote.
You say, why do I have to hand feed you a compliment to your husband? Because
you are the one who wants me to do this. He's gonna be so confused.
Be like, you are so freaking cute.
Freaking cute.
You say that? You ever say freaking?
I say freaking sometimes.
Okay, yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what he says. Okay. Moving on. So
freaking cute. I'll text it to Adam, but I'm sure he hears me. He knows it's a scam.
He knows what's going on. Yeah. Gretchen mentions this funny look that Ian gave her once. She said, one day he got this funny look on his face and I never got another love note again. Do you want to know what she's talking about?
I think that I understand, like, the look of, like, coldness and disinterest, and I think, like, that's probably what she's feeling.
Yeah, it's like it feels very much akin to a deer in headlights, sort of like, we're going too fast, like, this is moving too fast, and I wasn't ready for this.
Oh, is that the funny look?
Maybe. It could mean a multitude of things.
I guess that's Ben's funny look. I think that Ben's funny look and Gretchen's boyfriend's funny look is probably two different funny looks.
Also, my husband texted me back a question mark. I told you he'd be confused.
Is he in the other room?
No, he's at work right now.
Why would his response be question mark?
Because he's like, why? Because out of the blue, I'm just saying.
What? You don't compliment him enough and he is confused.
I do, but not just randomly out of the blue. Like, usually
I compliment Adam all the time out of the blue.
I'm happy that works for you. Also, can I just say, yesterday I was scrolling through my phone, like going through really, really old photos. And I found like a ton of screenshots from very early on in mine and Will's relationship. And it was so funny. I found the text exchange where we define the relationship.
Oh, really? Do you want to read it back?
I'd have to find it in my phone now.
I think you've shown these to me. I think you took the screenshots because we were in some sort of capacity doing something and you shared. I've seen these before, but.
Yeah, yeah. Also, he said he was confused and I said, it's a podcast bit. I knew you'd be confused. He said, what does it mean? I said, we were talking about the honeymoon phase of a relationship. Oh, okay. Anyone who responds like that's a normal random thing to say is weird.
Okay, I just think that, like,
there you go.
You and Will, I guess, are just not words of affirmation people.
We're not. No.
I, like, very much, like, I'm a words of affirmation person. Like, I, like, the ways that I, like, show affection, mm-hmm. one of the ways is just, like, complimenting and encouraging and, like, sharing that I think, like, people are, like, amazing. So, like, it's not weird for me to be like randomly like you are like I like we just like sit and we're like you're perfect like we're just like
no it's not really something we do like when I was going through these old screenshots a lot of them were very like teasing I guess is the word and not in like the sexy way like in like the normal way the like childish way mm-hmm. if that makes sense
yeah
but yeah, like, let me see if I could find
you guys are quality time people.
We are definitely that's the number one. Yeah. Quality time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But yeah, so they're talking about this look, right, that men get on their face, mm-hmm. And or I guess partners get on their face. And Felicity is like talking about, oh, I hadn't seen him on Ben. Everything was going great. They're like talking about plans that, you know, they're working and they're talking about plans. They're going to go to Bryant Park and see a movie. They're going to take a picnic and they have this conversation. And Felicity just looks at Ben and she says, oh, I love this being with you. It's just great. And
yeah, this interaction was very cute.
Except
he got
the look.
He sucks. Actually, you know what it is? It's like Sean really did a number on him. He got very spooked, which is unfortunate. He did.
It is. It's like he's immediately like, oh, no, this is moving so fast. Because I think when she says, I love this, I think in his head, he's like, oh, my God, she practically just said, I love you. I feel like that's what he's thinking in the moment.
Is it so wild to have known each other for years and be dating for an entire summer and share that you have feelings of love? Is that so bad? Is it so scary? I am so sorry that I've inconvenienced you with my feelings. I'm sorry that gave you the ick after it's been years of knowing each other and months of being together and weeks of having intimate moments together. Like, I am so sorry that is inconvenient and disgusting to you that I have formed feelings for you. You stupid fucking idiot whore.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a feeler like Felicity.
You are. I would say, like, technically, they didn't really see each other over the summer because he went to Mexico. They spent weeks on the road together, which is huge. That is a huge bonding thing. They weren't, I guess they hadn't DTR'd at that point. Like, they weren't technically dating. Then they come back to school. And also, like, they knew each other for years. Like, Felicity knew Ben for years. Ben was not really aware of Felicity's existence all that much. He gave her a Hags. Let's not forget. But Ben sucks. Like, Ben, I mean, let's cut to the chase. Ben sucks in this episode so hard. And the thing that makes me most upset is I feel like the reason he gets all in his head about everything is because of Sean. And that's not really cool. And maybe he has this freak out even without Sean getting in his head, because we saw what he did with Julie. Like, he very much was like, this is too much, too fast. I'm out. Like, and she warned Felicity, like, that he's going to do the same thing to you. However, like, Felicity isn't an all-in person. She is, like, she is not a date-around girly. She is a relationship girly. She is a monogamy girly. You can't fuck around with her like this, because this isn't how she plays when she dates, you know?
But also, like, let her say that. Let her say that. Like, don't be talking to Sean, making assumptions. Like, Felicity never said that that's what she wanted. And to be honest with you, she was in a relationship with Noel. And, like, I don't know. Like, it's not like she ever was talking about getting married to Noel.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, like, the other thing is Felicity's not saying, like, she's not expecting you to say it back at the same time either. You know what I mean? Like, if she was putting pressure on you, that's one thing, but it doesn't really seem like she is. And so Ben goes to Sean and he's like, you know, having this very frank conversation about, like, oh my gosh, like, this is so stressful. And Sean basically says, the elephant in the room is, like, always going to be there. You listen to her tape. She thinks this is love. And it's, yeah, it's like, Sean is like, you came to me. And we all know the reason you came to me, and it's because you want to, like, you're not ready for this and you don't know what to do about it. And it's like, I guess I just don't understand where Ben is coming from. And maybe it's because I'm also a monogamy girly. And so, like, I don't fuck around. If I want to date you, I'm going to date you, and I'm not going to date anybody else. And we're going to make it serious because we've said this before, Sarah, like, I date to get married. Like, I date to find, I shouldn't even say that. Like, it's more about, I date to find someone I want to spend the rest of my life with, not someone that I want to spend a month with. And Felicity feels like she's kind of that way as well. And Ben is intimidated by it. It's too much for him.
Okay. So then maybe Ben should stop trying to get into relationships with women that want to have relationships.
Yes.
Because he did that to Julie as well.
Yeah, exactly. This is the second time he's done this. So we'll see how all that breaks out. But we need to talk about this, Sarah. We need to talk about Noel and Elena, because we talked about this in the premiere episode of season two about, oh, now they're roommates. Is there something romantic that's going to happen? Gosh, I got even more vibes of that happening this episode.
Yeah, I guess so. I just don't know if I'm into it.
I don't think I'm into it. I feel like where I am is, I feel like I could be into it. It depends on how they do it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I just don't know how much Noel and Elena have in common.
Well, let's see. They both work hard at school. They're both, like, pretty emotional people, I would say. They give each other crap, which I like. I think, like, having that in a relationship, a little bit of a back and forth is good. Have a little bit of banter. I think Elena is a much. Yeah, I think the thing is can Noel handle Elena is more of what, you know, she's got her eyes on the ball. Let's remember, you know, I don't know if he can handle her.
I do remember that. Yeah, I do remember the eyes on the ball.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I mean, the interactions between them have been pretty amusing. I have been enjoying them, especially a scene later on. Absolutely. I just kind of feel as though, I'm not sure. I think I need to see more of them together. Mm-hmm.
That's fair. They're having a conversation at a bar or restaurant bar where Elena's asking Noel how many people he slept with. Is it more or less than 10? And it's less than 10. And she's like, that's adorable. It's like you're a virgin. And she's trying to be like his wingwoman and get him to ask out the waitress. Yeah. It doesn't go well. I mean, at first he just asks for a straw because he doesn't know what to say. I just feel like this isn't the move, Noel. You don't just ask out a random girl. Like, find someone who you're interested in, you know?
Well, I guess so. I also think that it's, like, very, like, it makes sense to, like, you know, it's the same thing about being at a bar and going up to somebody and, like, hitting on them, you know? Like,
yeah.
So I think that in a different way, like going on an app and swiping for somebody because you find them attractive. Like, I think that there has to be an element of, like, the person that you're pursuing is attractive to you.
Certainly. It's just more about, like, I mean, at least on an app, you know, some of their interests as well, right? Like, this is a random person who just happens to be your waitress and you basically just got dared to ask her out. Mm-hmm. And we also find out that the girl in Berlin that he was, like, bragging to Felicity about, turns out it was, like, one drunken night and that was it. Like, it wasn't a big thing. Which makes sense. He was all bluster about it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he definitely made it sound like it was more just to make Felicity feel any sort of way.
Yeah. Then we're over to Julie, who is quite bold to want to throw a party in Sean's apartment that she's basically just crashing in for a little bit. But she says, you know, we're going to get 150 college kids in here, which seems like a fucking lot.
That's a lot of people, but yeah. It's a big apartment. But I was like, I mean, it's one thing to throw a party. I feel like that's okay. It's another thing to throw a party with 150 people. But she is economically minded because she's like, we can charge a $5 cover fee. And this just like, when you talk money with Sean, it's like foreplay.
He loves a scheme.
He's like done and done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he's like, okay, well, since it's you and like, and they're going to split the money 50-50, he agrees to it. And Sarah, we called this back in season fucking one, the vibes between these characters.
Yeah.
Sean is very much into Julie. He says, oh, we make like such a great team. And she's off to go invite a guy, Tim, from her class, and she's been looking for an excuse to talk to him. So it's like, it seems like this might be one-sided.
It definitely is one-sided, but I think it also might be like a case of she not realizing that like he's a potential guy.
It feels like she's friend zoned him.
But not like, I don't think that she intentionally did that. Like, I don't think that she realized that. I think that she's probably like not even aware that he likes her. It feels like, cause she just thinks that they're friends. And like, once again, we've talked a lot about friend zoning on this podcast. Like, Sean's role right now is to play the long game.
Yeah, exactly.
And I will say that
to her.
Yes, yeah. Play the long game. You have a chance, maybe. Just be there for her.
Well, especially after what he does for her later, I'm like, good. Mm-hmm. He's doing a good job at like biding his time, being patient. Let her date a couple of duds, you know,
yes.
And so that she'll see how great you could be for her.
Yes.
So back at Dean and DeLuca, Felicity is showing, this is so awkward, Felicity is showing Ben all these photos that they took from their road trip. And like, it's so awkward. She's like watching him look at them and he's not even smiling. And she's like waiting for him to say something. And he's not. He's just like, he's just staring with like dead eyes. And she's just like, oh, like what's wrong? And he's like, oh yeah, they're fine. Like, she's like, no, you have this like weird look on your face. And this is like the second time I've seen it. Is it about us? And the thing is, Ben, as a romantic person, a romantic interest, a partner, pisses me the fuck off. Like,
oh yeah.
He just sits there silently. Dude,
yeah.
Like, say something. She basically has to put it into his mouth and be like, you're not happy. Like, I can tell.
Once again, it just reminds me of the Julie breakup as well, where Ben needs the woman to do the front work.
And this is bullshit. This is absolute bullshit.
Yeah, it's pretty icky, especially seeing it twice.
And because literally last episode, he was like, I'm ready to make this, like, serious. And she was like, if you're gonna break up with me, just do it quickly. And he was like, no, I would like to date you.
Yeah, I mean, like, he really, and like, I mean, he pretty much did this to Julie too. Like, he really just drags these girls along until he gets the ick, and then he bounces. And that's pretty icky. Talk about the ick. Yeah, like, and but like, also I just feel like it's going to be so satisfying to Julie being like, oh, you thought you were different. You thought you were something special. Well,
Miss Petty Queen is going to be living her best life.
She's like, you are just another girl on Ben's belt notches. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. And
they haven't even slept together yet is the thing.
No, but like, you're right. Yeah.
If they had, that'd be so much worse.
Yeah, absolutely it would. But the it's just so interesting because it really is. Like, whenever things start having like
a reflection of something serious, Ben bounces. And it's just like, gosh, like, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you, right? Like, it's just like the shit that he does. And once again, like, it's fine. Like, it's fine to not be in a committed relationship during college. I actually think when you're in your early 20s, I don't think you should be in a long-term committed relationship in college, especially. But then stop pursuing women that do want to have, like, exactly, a relationship. And, oh, I just love what Felicity says later on, where she's just like, you knew this about me and you pursued me. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. I love that she calls him out on it. And so he says, I don't know if this is what I want right now. And so she's like, okay. And she's obviously, like, devastated by this. She's talking to Elena about it. She's like, we didn't even get to go to Bryant Park. Like, I'm really upset. And Elena says, like, he's a guy, like, nothing they ever do made sense. And, you know, Ben is feeling like, I think, a little conflicted about this decision. Like, he's talking to Sean and saying, I didn't even tell her. I like listened to her tape. And he's like, what if I made a mistake? And it's like, Ben, this, you can't just be like yanking her back and forth. This is, you made a decision and now you have to stick with it, because back to her now, you're such a dick. Like, you're a dick.
And that reminds me of, like, Noel, where he, like, just could not make up his mind. And then he ultimately kind of, like, fucked it up with her. But I mean, do you think that Ben should tell Felicity that he listened to the tape?
Not at this point. No, I think the ship has sailed. I think you're done.
Yeah. Especially if, like, the end result is, like, I don't feel the same way.
Exactly. You're just going to hurt her more. Doing that.
Because it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you are sharing this with her to release your guilt, not to make her feel better.
Exactly.
So I feel as though it's just selfish, but he feels differently. Like, he thinks that, like, he owes it to, and, like, in a way, because is this the next scene or do we have something else where, like, Ben does go back to Felicity?
No, that's not yet. Because Julie brings in all the party supplies, and then we get the scene with Felicity and Gretchen where she's doing number 6 on the list, which is give yourself a high voltage look.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I agree with number 6. I think that if you're objective is to get your ex back, giving yourself a sexy makeover will likely work.
Right. It's more the fact that she can't really walk in the heels, though, is where I'm like, girl, you're gonna, like, break an ankle or something. Like, you could give yourself a sexy look without killing your ankles, you know? Like, I think you'd be fine. But Felicity's surprised. She's like, oh, you actually are, like, continuing with the list. And Gretchen's like, yes, it's working. Like, one of Ian's friends saw me dressed like this in the cafeteria, and now Ian wants a personal viewing. And so she's just like, oh, like, it's working. I'm so happy. Also, look at this magazine, because there's a dress on page 54 that I think would look great on you. And I assume this is the red dress that we see her in later. I mean, that was my assumption, but I mean, Felicity has to be feeling all sorts of awful, right? Like, she was coming in on a little bit of, like, a high horse of, well, everything is working out roses for me. I'm with Ben. I'm happy. Like, no, you don't need to change yourself. And then she sees Gretchen getting good results, and she just basically got dumped. And so she's like, maybe I should use this list.
I mean, if the results are passing, then I suppose we should go forward with the list.
And then we get Elena and Noel. She's trying to give him tips because he goes to ask out the bartender. The bartender's like, I don't take customers. Also, I have a boyfriend. Please leave. And so Elena's like, well, let's work on your game. We need to like work on your approach here. What did you think of the scene, Sarah, of Elena? Did you think Elena gave good tips?
No. Yes. I don't know. I mean, I think, like, any tips could really help him.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know. I just don't know if these are successful tips.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he like doesn't have a great approach, right? Like he does like, yeah. Hi, no, I'm Noel. And she's like, no, so stop awkward. It.
Yeah. He's so awkward. He's an embarrassment. I don't know how he got more than two, less than 10 women to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the thing is he's great when he's in a relationship.
Yeah.
But I don't think he can.
He's a relationship guy. He's not. He a can't
be the guy,
guy
that hits on people. Like he just can't do it. I think awkward. He just. Yeah. I think he just thrives more when it's like a. I think he thrives more when it's a low pressure situation, when he's like hanging out with a friend, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably, yeah. Like he's definitely like a friend to girlfriend guy.
Mm-hmm. So Elena says like, listen, we're going to go to Julie's party and that's where you're going to get a girl's number. I believe in you. You can do this. So everybody's going to be at this party.
It's the place to be. It's the place to be. This party mm-hmm. does look a little fun.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Felicity is like looking at the pictures from the road trip and in comes Berkey or whatever this guy's name is. Mm-hmm. And he wants to ask her out. He's like he's very insistent on this. And she just blows up at him. And I loved this.
Yeah. She's like, I'm never going to go out with you. I never will go out with you. I never have been interested in going out with you. Please go the fuck away. Mm-hmm. And he is like, oh, Dr. Seuss, I love that guy. And she's like, get the fuck out. So, and also, like, I mean, he's just like a little dweeb. Like, go away, little dweeb.
Yeah, she has no time for him. She calls him an incessant gnat.
Incessant gnat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is. He just won't go away. But, yeah, more on that later.
Yeah, this is when we get the conversation between Ben and Felicity, where he comes into Felicity's room and he's like, oh, I thought we should talk. And Felicity's like, I don't understand. Like, I thought we had a really great time on our trip. And also, is it just me or has Felicity adopted a little bit of the whisper talk like Ben?
I think she's always talked like that.
Okay. Because it drives me ever so slightly crazy.
You want people to enunciate.
I really do.
Yeah. Speak with your full chest.
Seriously, how hard is it? How hard is it? Just speak up a little bit.
I mean, it seems a little hard.
But Felicity asks, like, what happened? Like, I don't understand where things went wrong. Like, was it something I did? Like, I don't understand. And Ben just says, oh, I guess I just feel a lot of pressure. I'm worried,
like, for me, like where's this pressure coming from?
Yeah, he says, I'm worried I'm not going to be able to live up to your expectations. And Felicity, rightfully so, is like, I don't understand. Like, all I wanted to do is be with you. What expectations? And Ben says, oh, you want more than that. You want someone who's going to be totally focused on you long term.
Once again, like, I don't know if she said this, like, in any capacity on the tape or off, or if this is just, like, an assumption that Sean has made about her because she seems like a relationship girl, but it's infuriating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he says, like, you want someone who's going to talk to you about everything, and it's a lot
that
to do.
She does want.
Yeah, and he says it's a lot to do with knowing that you think that this might be love or whatever. And Felicity says, like, who said anything about love? And he says, you did. I listened to your tape. Like, dick. You're a dick. You, like, he basically is weaponizing words that she said in a private, like, conversation is a better, like, way to put it. Like, she is having a private conversation with one of her friends. He overheard that conversation. And now he's using it against her. And it's so unfair. It's so unfair. It's her private thoughts.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. I also, I feel as though, and he says, like, she's like, you know, I wasn't even knowing what I was saying. It was just a stream of consciousness. And he's like, that's almost worse because those are your, like, true unfiltered thoughts. And then she's like, oh, so I can't be, like, true to myself. It's all very frustrating. But the thing is like, I don't necessarily agree with the fact of, like, stream of consciousness equals her true thoughts, because she can just be working something out in her mind. Like, she could be saying, like, this feels like it could be love. Like, I'm not quite sure. Like, you know, like, it doesn't necessarily, yeah. Like, there's plenty of times where, like, I've been in therapy or wherever where I'm, like, trying to work something out in my head. And there's just, like, I have to, like, kind of, like, throw out. And this is an exercise that my therapist actually does with me a lot, where she's just, like, she asks me a question. I kind of, like, answer in a bunch of different ways. And she's just, like, which one of these things, like, connect with you the most? Like, mm-hmm. what feels true? And I'm like, huh, like, I don't know. Like, I'm feeling gravitated towards this thing. Like, you might be just trying to work things out in your head. And some people do it in writing. Felicity does it on tape. And the thing is that, like, it is her private business that she sends specifically to Sally. Mm-hmm. And he listened in, and I don't know. I'm like, also, by the way, like, I feel as though there, I don't know, are all diaries, whether they be once again written or by tape, is it all just like there's like a 90% chance it's going to be seen by another person
on TV? Sure.
Like, I just like, I also
in real life, I don't think so.
I just feel as though, like, I don't know, like, nothing is, like, that private. This right, is why I have my Microsoft OneNote, and it is locked by not only fingerprint, but also by password. These bitches will never hear my private thoughts.
There you go. Yeah, I totally agree with you in that, like, these are her stream of conscious thoughts. Like, she's using Sally as, like, a wall to bounce ideas off of like a way to process feelings that she's having. Just because she said like, oh, Sally, like maybe this is love. Like I'm really feeling good about this. That doesn't mean that she's suddenly going to go up to Ben and be like, Ben, I love you. You know, mm-hmm. like it's just so unfair yeah. for him oh, to use that
I
against love
you
her.
And I want to be with you forever. And I want to be committed with you. And I want to get married with you. And I want to move in yes. with you. And I want to.
And this is why she didn't.
She did not say this.
That's what I'm saying. She didn't say this to him. She said it yeah. at what she thought was like a very private conversation. And it's really unfair of him to then use this against her as a reason mm-hmm. to not be with her. And so, yeah, it really sucks. It's, I don't know, like, she wants an explanation.
And once again, what is so bad about being told that somebody could have feeling? Oh, this is yeah. mean to me.
Yeah.
I am angry.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I thought this could work, but like maybe it can't. And then we get like, you know, Felicity is sulking. Megan is like, ugh, it's Ben, isn't it? Of course. But yeah, it you know, Felicity is thinking to herself, she's like, wow, like if this list is like working for Gretchen, maybe I should try it. We find out what number 5 is on the list. Go where the action is. I think this is a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Also, like, if you are out and about and the person that you're trying to get back sees that you're having a good fucking time without him, then he'll get jealous and then exactly. want to, like, go up and talk to you like Ben does. I think the list works, actually.
So
if the object of the game is to get your ex back, then I think that there's more pros to this list than cons.
I don't disagree that like there are some things in the list that could work. I just think the rationality behind using the list is incorrect. Like if you want to mm-hmm. get back at your ex, I think you should do this list. I don't think you should want to get back with your ex with this list.
But I mean, yes.
But I'm the type who's like, if you insult me and you bruise mm-hmm. my ego, fuck you, I'm burning it to the ground. Like, if we're not getting back together.
Want to lure your ex in for sex, this list
this works. Is the list for you.
This yeah. is the list for you. I think that's what it is. Like, yeah. this isn't like, get your ex back to date for a long time and get married. This is like, get your mm-hmm. ex back to seduce him into having sex with you again.
Yes.
And then he'll break up with you because he doesn't want a relationship. He yeah. just wants to sleep
and then you'll
with you.
Have to burn all his stuff.
But
and
then it's also a really big thing. I don't know if any man would men are like a little more simple than this. I think that if you would call up your ex and be like, let's fuck, they'd be like, yes, tell me when. Yeah. Like, I don't think that you need to do all this shit.
Because no, like, guys are pretty simple.
Yeah. What man is going to say no to that unless they're involved with somebody else?
Yeah. So Felicity's combining a few of these. She's combining number 5, go where the action is. Number 6, stress high voltage. And number 7, let him see you with another guy, which yes, agree. Yes. I agree that these would work.
Once again, so, and this is like, I think that we figured it out. Like, this is not how you get your ex back to be with you. This is how to get your ex back to be with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what do we think of Felicity's red dress, the infamous red dress?
She's hot. I'm very straight and I'm attracted to her in this.
Okay. 10 out of 10 with her hair. It has volume. She's wearing a red lip, which you know I love a red lip.
The backless dress is so, it's hot.
I'm sorry. Backs are sexy. We all know it. And it's like a very deep back.
Yeah. If I had her figure, then and she's not wearing a bra because she doesn't need to because her breasts are perfect and very up.
And she's letting her nipples poke through the dress too.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian and her Skims are quaking, but it is a very hot dress. Like, she looks incredible in it. She will seduce any man. She goes straight to Berkey because that's like the first man that's available to her that she hasn't already been intimate with.
She could do so much better than this.
I don't know. Like, no other man that she knows is speaking to her. I don't think that she knows a lot of men.
I guess so.
She could have called Eli, I suppose, but I don't even know if she ever had Eli's number.
We don't know.
So I don't know. I don't think we're ever going to see Eli again. So Berkey is like, yes, I am available to be your date at this party 1,000%. Mm-hmm. And then off they go to Julie's party. Do you think they had to pay the $10?
Of course not.
Increased from 5.
If Sean ruins Felicity's relationship with Ben and then charges her $10 to get in, I'm on it. He's evil.
I guess so. I mean, Berkey probably has to pay the $10.
Who cares? Berkey can pay. Berkey can pay for both of them, honestly. If he should be thrilled to be at a party with Felicity. So Sean sees Tim at the door, Julie's friend, and he's like, he charges him anyway, which was very funny, very petty, and I loved it.
Yeah.
And while we're at the party, we have Elena and Noel, where she's giving him tips on asking someone out. And he meets a girl named Bridget. No, not Bridget, like a normal fucking person, but Bridget, which is like rigid with an B at the beginning of it. What are we doing? Why is your name Bridget?
This is not a real name.
It's fucking stupid. And the fact that she gets annoyed with him for getting it wrong, it's like, get a fucking real name, Bridget.
It's probably because, like, people have – that is a real name.
Is it? I feel so bad for anybody named Bridget. Oh, my God. It's like Bridget. Yeah,
it's an Bridget, Irish Bridget. Name. It's an Irish name. Okay. It means strength or exalted one.
We gotta need strength to live your life with a name like Bridget.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's a variation of Bridget, but the Irish version and not the French version.
Horrible.
Wow. Horrible. It's a name. Yeah. I wonder, I don't know. It is, it does not place in the US name rankings, actually.
Yeah.
It's not doing so well. There was only... I don't know if this is true. That doesn't seem right.
No. But this is so awkward, Noel trying to ask her out. Like, he is so out of his depth here.
Yes, he is. But, I mean, I think it's working because we do see her later on hand him a piece of paper with her number on it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like he's doing, like, the awkward white guy head bob of, like, to the music. Mm.
Oh,
so awkward. I can't. Meanwhile, it turns out that Tim isn't exactly the one for Julie. She's had enough of him. He's annoying her. He's quoting Neil Diamond all the time.
Oh, that's gross. I'm getting the ick.
Yeah. And so luckily Sean has her back and he assigns her like door duty to get her away from Tim. And he says, come on, Tim, you and I are gonna have a guy talk.
Yeah. And then Sean takes out a gun and shoots him in the head.
Great.
To get rid of him. I'm watching too much Shameless. I'm sorry.
My God. Felicity comes in her red dress. She's like adjusting her little high heel strappy shoe. And whose eyes are all a goggle? fucking Ben.
Ben is like a moth to a flame, goes directly to Felicity and asks if he can get her a drink and asks to talk to her. And Felicity ditches Berkey in the wind.
Yes. Yeah, because she says number 9 on the list is stay icily indifferent, which she says the problem with this list is that, yes, it changes the way you're acting, but not the way you feel. And of course, this is the big problem that Felicity was correct about when talking to Gretchen, is like, you're changing yourself like that. And yes, to an extent that can be fine, especially if it's like, I would say if you're trying to avoid getting back together with your ex, making yourself be a little bit colder, making yourself do things you wouldn't normally do to protect yourself, that seems great. That seems normal. That seems fine. This is a little tricky because she's like doing things she wouldn't normally do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she has to be icily indifferent. But of course, like you said, she ditches Berkey to go hang out with Ben on the rooftop, which is like the most romantic place you could be.
Yeah, I love like the seductive walk that she does towards the elevator. And mm-hmm. then she catches Noel's eye as well.
He is wide-eyed looking at them going up the elevator. But you're right. It does look like he gets Bridget's phone number. He says like, oh, you look great. And she says, oh, I didn't wear this for you. And he says, oh, right, you wore it for your date. Which is everything wrong with Ben, is that sentence.
Yeah. And she's like, no. I wore it for me, which is exactly
hell yes. What.
Yeah, like, honestly, it's just like, yes, exactly. Yeah. That is also the point of wearing sexy clothes or sexy dress. Make yourself feel good about yourself.
Yeah. He is playing yo-yo with Felicity's heart, honestly. Like, it's really awful. Mm-hmm. He says, like, oh, you look great. Like, I'm really sorry. I listened to the tape and you were right. Like, that picture of us at this like market or whatever is my favorite. We both look so happy in it. And it's like, he's so fucking toying with her. Like, this is brutal.
Yeah. 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 He's awful. A dog.
Yeah. And he says, oh, we look happy in it. And she says, oh, I thought we were. And then they kiss. And while they're kissing, God, she gets like dickmatized, right? They're like kissing and she's just like enjoying it. And she says, maybe you're right. Like, maybe this doesn't have to be such a big deal. And this is all Ben wants to hear. He's like, we could be casually fucking. Perfect. Exactly what I wanted.
Right. Yeah. He wants somebody to flirt with and to go to the movies with and to hook up with. And that's it.
Yeah. She says we could take it day by day. No expectations.
Oh, that is music to his ears. Day mm-hmm. by day. No expectations.
Yeah. Exactly what he wants. But unfortunately, this is not Felicity. This isn't who she is. This isn't what she wants, but she's willing to like make a concession because she really likes Ben. And it's painful. It's awful. Like, I mean, listen, kiss chemistry in this episode, I thought was really good, especially because mm-hmm. she's wearing a backless dress. His hands are like right near the badonk, you know, lower back badonk area. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But it's toxic. So we hate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the taste of the lips, I'm on her head. Very toxic.
Incredible.
Guns have been on. I don't know if I know.
You're toxic. Zipping on and nothing.
All the words. Yeah. I mean, okay, hold on. Yeah, with the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride.
Okay.
You're toxic. I'm slipping under. With a taste of a poison paradise, I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic?
That you're toxic.
And I love what you do. Don't you know that you're toxic? This is actual poetry. And yeah. I love it.
Perfect.
With the taste of your lips. And then like the robot music comes. Intoxicate me now with your loving now. I think
intoxicate
I'm ready
me
now.
With
I think I'm ready now.
Now.
Intoxicating me now. With your loving now. I think I'm ready now. Yeah, this song is about Felicity and Ben.
Obviously. So turns out Julie and Sean made $700 each.
That is beautiful.
Let's see.
It is gorgeous to see.
Okay. $700 in 1999 is worth $1,300 nowadays. Imagine making $1,300 in one night as a broke college student.
Yeah, Julie said that she didn't even make that much money in one summer working.
Yeah, yeah. And she credits him with like increasing the price from 5 to 10. And so he wants to like celebrate and have dinner together, but she has a date tonight. And Sean looks a little sad about it.
Looks a little depressed.
Yeah, it's okay. It's
okay. Yeah. I think she'll come around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. I think we're destined to have them date at some point. So, yeah. But Felicity is like packing up a picnic. She's going to Bryant Park. She's going to meet Ben there. We decided we were going to finally do Bryant Park. Only problem is this fucker doesn't show up.
What a idiot.
What a true idiot.
What was he doing? Do we even know? He just forgot.
Oh, he said he went to like, he helped Sean clean up like the party and like return the keg or something. And then they got dinner and he had forgotten. Yeah. And she, again, Felicity, as always, is making concessions and she's like, don't worry. It's not a big deal.
No biggie. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And she says like, this is kind of like the breaking point for her.
Well, then he also like rewards her by being like, thank you for being so cool about this.
And she says, it started to get to me, this compromise. And I can't stop wondering, are there parts of me that that if I give them up, I won't be me anymore?
Like her hair. Yes, that's what I mean.
Well, I think she's talking about dating Ben. Like she's giving up the fact that she wants to be monogamous and all of that.
Yeah.
I think
That's not me anymore.
Liberating. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. But also I kind of like my ideas were turning and being like, oh, like, yes. Like if she, I don't know, if she hides behind this like mask of perfect hair, is she her anymore? I don't know. So
think it is a test. It is a test for her to see if like, can I be me without my hair? Like I'm ready for a change. I'm ready to be someone else. But she has this conversation with Gretchen where Ian dumped Gretchen, so the list didn't work for her. And she says to Felicity, like, oh my gosh, you would never compromise yourself in the way that I did. And it's like, yikes, if only you knew, girl.
Well, you knew. Technically, it did work, just not in the way that you wanted.
Exactly. So I think this is kind of the light that this is the conversation Felicity needed to have to kind of really let it sink in that, like, you know, I'm compromising who I am to be with Ben and I don't want to do that. So she waits for him, outside and she says, I can't be with you like this. I mean, I know I said that I could, but I can't. I just can't compromise myself like that. I'm an emotional person. I feel things and I need to be able to get upset and talk about how I'm feeling. That's who I am. And I can't change it. And I don't want to. I love that sentence. The I don't want to.
And I don't want to. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And she says, and the thing is, you knew that. You knew it and you still pursued me because you want something with me. You just aren't strong enough to have it. Which in a way makes you a coward. And the saddest part is that one day you're going to wake up and you're going to realize what you missed and it's going to be too late.
So 10 good.
Out of 10, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Gosh, I just think that this was phenomenal from Felicity. I really love that. Like, I feel like it's since the Assassins episode where she stood up to Megan. Like, I really think that she found her voice. And I love it for her. And I think like, this is just like such a reflection on like becoming an adult, finding yourself when you're like in school. Like, I just love that she has like this confidence to like speak her truth. It's really awesome. And he really did drag her along. And like, he also like, he pursued her knowing that she like the thing that he was like, oh, you just like love to talk about your feelings all the time. Everything's like a big deal. It's like, you knew this about her. Like she never like was the type of person that wasn't like this. Like
she talked to you to New York for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Like she does take things like this seriously. And it's just like, you know, like, you're once again like the one to pursue her, even though you knew like this stuff about her personality. It's like, you know, it's also like a sort of thing where it's just like, I don't know, like, I'm just thinking, like, you know, you and Will were friends before you guys got together. Like, can you imagine, like, if you got together and he was like, well, I really just, like, don't like the fact about X, like, a certain personality thing about you.
Yeah, I can't say how loud you are. It's like, we've been,
we were together for, like, all this time. And, like, as friends, like, you knew that about me. And, like, you know, like what it, what, like, it's like the same thing with like Adam, where I'm just like, I feel like I'm always like, you know, like I'm like so sensitive. Like, I'm sorry that like, I am like a crier. And he's like, don't you think like I knew that about you when I started going out with you? Like, I knew that you were like sensitive. Like, you made like a fucking like crying PowerPoint presentation to talk about how many times you cried. And if he like came to me and was like, yeah, I fucking hate that you're so sensitive, you cry all the time and like blah 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 blah, I was like, well, you've been new, like, you knew about that about me, and you said that you liked me for me. And it's like, no, Ben likes the idea of like the idea of Felicity.
He likes to hang out with Felicity, but he doesn't want a relationship, and that's what she wants, and it's a problem. Yeah. And I really love this scene, especially because he's like, oh, I don't know what to say. It's like, fucking, you never do, Ben. And she says, I know, it's okay. And the one single tear, it was just like so good, because it was just the tiniest little tear in the corner of her eye. And so she does her hot walk away, you know, hair bouncing in the wind. She packs up all their photos from the road trip. And she says, the time had come to let go and let go of old habits and old dreams. I'm ready to move on and see what else is out there. Berkey asks if she wants to shower with him, but she says, no, I've already showered today. That's okay. That's
such a weird question, but whatever.
Yeah. Oh, and she puts away the triangle necklace that Ben got her.
How about you throw it out? Throw that shit in the fucking dumpster.
But she does apologize.
It was a really ugly necklace anyway.
It was just a triangle, you know?
It was so ugly.
She apologizes to Berkey for using him, and he says, like, listen, you want to use me anytime, like, I'm around, you know. But she says, it's one thing to say you're going to let go, it's another to actually do it, to loosen your grip and let yourself fall. So when I walked into the haircutting place, I was taking a leap, but I wasn't doing it for a guy or because of some list. I was doing it for me. And she cuts off all her hair.
And we don't get to see what it looks like.
No, we won't see until next episode. We kind of talked about it at the top already. Listen, I've done drastic things to my hair. I've always been of the philosophy of, like, your hair will grow. If you don't like it, it'll grow. If you don't like this hairstyle, it'll grow. Maybe you'll have an awkward stage. That's fine. Wear a fucking hat. You know, it'll be fine. But I also come from the land of, like, don't get breakup bangs. Like, just, you got to take a second. Like, don't go the same day. The same day. Like, I know she's saying she's doing this for her. And I believe that. I believe that she is like, I'm doing this for me. But if you do it the same day, it's going to seem like it's for him. It's going to seem like it's because of him that you want to be someone else because you can't deal with your feelings. So I'm not against her cutting her hair. I'm just against her doing it like the exact same day that this all goes down.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just feel as though I just don't know. I wish she, like, just dyed it purple or something. Like,
yeah, it's a tough look.
It's going to be so ugly.
Oh, we'll see it. We'll see
it next
episode.
I'm going to have to look at her face and the ugly haircut for months. Ugh.
I know. It's so hard on you, isn't it?
Who... my life is very hard, yes. I want, God.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't mean to complain, but I just hate it already, and I don't even know what it looks like, and I just hate it.
Yeah. So we do have to decide who to give a point to.
Oh, it's gonna be episode. Felicity.
It has to be. Yeah, it has to be. Like, she tells Ben off. It's incredible. 10 out of 10. We love to see it.
And I'm not gonna be able to give her a point with that haircut, so.
There you go. So it's the only point she's going to get for a while, I guess. Yeah. Do you want to hear what next week's episode is titled?
Yes.
Ancient History. Which I don't know what that means, but okay.
Okay.
Ancient history.
We also have some voicemails. So a little fun behind the scenes tidbit. Our friend and yours, DBK, was supposed to be on this episode. Technology was not cooperating with us today. We had some internet connectivity issues. So he'll be on a later episode, but we're going to cut to a little tidbit on his thoughts for this episode right now. And then we'll come back and talk through another voicemail that we have.
The fates are against me, guys. They don't want me to record this. They don't want me to say that Ben's the worst. I hate him this episode. I love, my favorite thing is what Fussy says to the end of him. She shouldn't say the whole thing about her like, you're gonna regret this, but what she says before that, where she's like, you pursued me, but you wanted something from me, but you're not strong enough to have me, which makes me a coward. She should have just walked away on that.
Mic drop. That's it. Yeah.
Well, again, this is gonna be so funny to splice together.
I don't think you should splice this together. I think that we should just like put it in like this.
Leave this in. Okay.
Yeah.
Dear listeners.
We are desperately trying to have DBK, but the fates do not allow. They said no.
Yeah. Not today.
Oh, he's back.
Okay.
Well, I tried, guys. You guys have fun recording and we'll try this another time.
One last thing, DBK, before the internet cuts out again. Thoughts on Felicity cutting her hair?
Oh, it's fine. I'm fine with it.
Okay. He's fine with
the red dress. The red dress.
Oh, yeah, the red dress. That's burned in my brain when she like touches her shoe in Sean's loft. Burned in my brain for a lifetime.
Epic.
She's hot. Very hot.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's it. Done. Yeah. All she wrote. That's all he wrote. That's all anyone wrote. On this fucking week.
We tried.
Okay. That was DBK's thoughts. The iconic red dress. He doesn't mind the haircut. So maybe we can all be a little bit like DBK.
Yeah, maybe I need to be a little bit more like DBK. Yeah.
But we do have another voicemail from Temmie. So let's hear what he has to say.
Salve, Sarah. Bonjour, Jess. You say Belle or Kelly?
Aww.
Hey, you know where at the end of the episode when Fussy calls Ben a freaking coward? Ben's gonna want to travel back in time. That's how much he's gonna regret this breakup.
Yeah.
He's gonna want a time machine. Hey, listen to what I say.
Oh, Snow by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Sean, he does the opposite of what Cyrano de Bergerac does as a like love advisor. He's giving Ben terrible advice. Mm-hmm. Ben's not getting good advice service, you know. So maybe he'll turn around, Ben. But right now, he's going to have to live in a tornado of fire of his own creation. And when the day is new, I'll have more ideas for you. Namaste.
Temmie, I missed you.
We miss your riddles, Temmie.
Temmie, I hope everything's good with you. Yeah. Sean,
we all can agree Sean's advice is trash.
It's so bad.
It's really bad. It's Which just I'm like you're going to get, because what's going to happen now? Ben ends things with Felicity. He's miserable. He's going to blame you.
Probably, yeah. And like, it makes me worried for like how he's going to treat Julie if he is giving such bad advice to Ben.
Exactly. Something to worry about.
It's like the opposite of, well, do as I do, not what I say. It's like the opposite of like, do what I say, not what I do type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was our feedback. That was our episode. We talked about next week's episode title.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to send in feedback, shit90spod.com or at shit90spod on Twitter and Instagram is the way to find us. shit90spod@gmail.com. If you want to send us in a long form email, we love getting emails.
Love it.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to cover season 2, episode 3, Ancient History. So that'll be a ton of fun. In the meantime, if you want to check out any of our Buffy content, we're like loving Buffy and we just got to like a huge character, I think, based on my non-spoilery thoughts. And yeah, that's what we have going on over here. Of course, you can also hear me on Talking Shit, doing Shit's Creek every week with my friend Stuart. And Sarah, what do you have going on at Whirlwind this week?
So a lot of good stuff going on. First of all, One Indescribable Podcast just announced that they're going to be covering Pushing Daisies, which Ooh. Was one of my favorite shows. And I missed a lot. So I'm really excited to rewatch it with Adam and then discuss it with them. Additionally, you and I are going to be covering Pretty Little Liars Original Sin yes. Summer School on Whirlwind Podcasts. We covered it on Pusher Recaps the first season, and we will be continuing our coverage over there. We've been doing previously on Shameless, but previously on Pretty Little Liars, previously Little Liars, which is such like so witty and smart, but that's going to be coming back soon as well. And then, of course, tuning in with Todd and Tommy, Whirlwind Investigations, covering Veronica Mars, and of course, Inside the TARDIS, all things Doctor Who. So we are buzzing over yeah. at Whirlwind Podcasts.
All right, check all of that out. And next week, we'll be back with Season 2, Episode 3. Until then, everyone, have a good one. Bye.
Just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.